Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for catching our drift. Joining me in the studio, the deplorable Ipsy Ed Bondarek.
Deplorable. Yes, yes.
And hi. And proud to be here.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm part of the League of Deplorable Gentlemen.
You can find us
on Facebook. You can actually, I'm one of the administrators of that group, the League of Deplorable Gentlemen.
I see those posts. I catch them occasionally when
you,
I'm on
I'll
Facebook.
Let you in.
I've been on a little more than I have been on
I've seen
Facebook
that.
Lately.
Yeah.
So. Since they
banned you from Twitter.
No, I'm not banned. I am shadow banned, but I am not banned from Twitter. I'm not in jail on any social media this week, anyway.
This week, given on your best deplorable behavior.
Yeah, well, welcome to The Drift. And what we do every Saturday is go over the news that I put on the dailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Thank you. Go to thedailydrift.com, and you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, if you have comments or contributions you want to add either to The Daily Drift, or if you want to just have us speak about something on the show, you can easily call us.
Yes, because we never have enough topics.
Like today, we've got here. I'm sitting here thinking, get into it, Gary. You need to get this thing rolling here. But let's take care of a little business. Diggett Services LLC, complete mini excavator and skid steer services. Mike Kuzma is a great guy.
Yes, yes,
he's
he
got
is.
Great Sweetheart. Equipment, and he'll give you reasonable rates on getting those kind of things done around the house that you're putting off because you don't want to break your own back doing it with a shovel and a wheelbarrow. He's got skid steers and a little mini excavator. Come out and get it done like that.
Hey, he'll talk to you about how to do it, too. You know what I mean? He's a wealth of information.
So. Yeah. So you can call Mike at 248-789-7619. That's 248-789-7619. That's Mike Kuzma at Diggett Services, LLC. You can always Google him up if you have to. But good guy. So get those things done. It's maybe if just we get one of these big snowstorms. Hmm. I'm thinking it's going to be a bad winter. Are you?
It started already.
Huh?
Man, the hunters are loving it. You know, the blood trail and dragging the deer out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unusual.
I am seeing, oddly enough, a lot of the smaller lakes and ponds around my house frozen. I mean, they're not, you can't walk them, but they're frozen. And I'm like, wow, it's not even December yet. So, all right, well, that's good to have. Well, I want to start with the stupid statement of the week. I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, is this Swalwell?
Oh, dear God, this man is a...
Oh, I thought you were mad at me for giving it away.
No.
Eric thought it was the onion. I really thought it was the onion or the Babylon Bee.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I'm like, no
that
way.
That can't be real.
Nobody's dumb enough to say that. Yeah, it's called a Democrat.
And this guy in particular. You ever see him on Tucker?
Oh, yes.
Man, what a balloon.
I call this guy Captain Smarmy because he is just, he thinks he's just, he's the typical poster child of a Democrat. Thinks he knows it all, thinks he's an elitist, thinks he's better than everybody else, and he's kind of a good-looking guy, right? And this is a guy that's got political aspirations well above congressman, I can assure you. And let
well
me,
above his ability.
This man is simply, and I'm using the R word, retarded. Socially, emotionally, I don't know what his education is, but it's subpar.
I referred to him as a balloon. I meant to say maroon. Bugs Bunny, what a maroon.
What a maroon.
But I thought about a balloon. I mean, all puffed up and nothing inside. You know, and that's him.
Yeah, it started with, if you haven't followed it, it started with a little Twitter war talking about guns and some gun pro-gun guy said, you know,
we have guns.
Yeah,
you know, you
want to
start
the war.
We have guns.
And this moron says, well, the government's got weapons too, including nukes. It'll be a short war.
As a Democrat, you'll nuke the population.
Right, which is probably what they'd like to do. They'd like to get rid of us, right?
Yeah. Yes, no problem with that.
Yeah, like to get rid of us all and then repopulate
except
foreigners.
In a war like that, you would nuke the population centers and not the rural areas, right? Well, that's where all the food production and the production is.
Yeah.
the population centers are Democratic strongholds. You moron. Nuke the farmland.
He came back and said it was only a joke. And I'm like, well, joking or not, you just took every Democrat argument away.
If Trump had ever joked about nuking,
yes.
That's different.
This guy is – but his point was, and to my point, I retweeted back and I'm like, what makes you think – the military is on the Democratic gun-grabbing side like you morons.
Yeah.
The military takes an oath to the Constitution. Am I correct?
Yes.
Right? So, including the Second Amendment, Mr. Swalwell, small mind, whatever your brains you have. I was just flabbergasted that anybody could be that dumb to make that kind of statement.
I didn't even read the article because I thought it was a parody.
Just crazy.
I saw the comments. As I'm not reading that. That can't be real.
I mean, how do you now go forth, at least that moron, and have one word to say about Trump and his over-the-top rhetoric and tweets? You know, you can't. Because
Tucker has him
just
on.
Jumped the shark, pal. You went right to the top. Hold my beer. And you went there. God, I can't wait to get back on Twitter and fillet him some more. You know, I'm being shadow banned. I'm on one of those algorithms, right? But even my tweets were getting around on this one because it's obviously unstoppable that this guy would make that kind of a statement. I just blew me out of the water. But, so anyways, if you want to call in and talk about Mr. Swalwell, you're more than welcome to call in. But I wanted to also jump to another guy that I think is a complete moron.
A real flake?
Jeff Flake.
Oh.
Yeah. Get the flake out of here.
I heard somebody said he was a Republican. Is that true?
He's not even a rhino, this guy. He doesn't even deserve the moniker of rhino.
He's a Democrat in name other, a dino.
We're going to start because he hit the Senate floor today, and he's on his way out, right? So he's lame duck of all lame.
Until he runs for president.
Oh, let him run.
He has aspirations.
Oh, please let this douchebag run. I want to see him eaten alive by Donald Trump. So please let him run.
That'd be in the primaries because he's not going to go as a Repub. He's thinking of actually primarying Donald Trump.
Oh, please let him try. Let him try.
I need the entertainment value. Well, can you see Trump on stage? Yes, and there's little Flake over there.
Mr. Flake.
No, Little Flake. He's going to have a nickname for him, Little Flake.
Oh, I'm sure he'll come up with a good
Snowflake.
Oh, see, you just beat him to the punch on that one. All right, well, we got Derek, you got track one. This is Jeff Flake spouting off on the floor of the Senate, using whatever lame duck time he's got left to be an anti-Trumper and to work with the Democrats.
He wants to stop Senate approval of judges now, right?
Yes, exactly right. Derek, you got it? All right, let's listen to Mr. Flake.
Mr. Mueller has been accused repeatedly and without basis in fact of conducting a witch hunt in the course of his current investigation by none other than the President of the United States. And so, I would like to take this opportunity to say a few words about what Special Counsel Mueller and his team have been investigating and why, as the point of this vital investigation seems to have been purposely confused and maligned by the White House in a rather alarming way. At the end of these, as my colleague from Delaware, Senator Coons, and I have made a unanimous consent request to bring this to the floor, but it has been objected to already. This bill is designed to do one thing: protect the integrity of the special counsel's investigation.
So he's talking about the bill to protect Mueller and his investigation.
And his friend Coons, that's the guy that had him stall Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So
these two are thick. Thick thieves, period, because they're both stealing our money as salaries, and they do nothing for the United States of America. They should both be tarred and feathered, these two.
No return on investment.
Absolutely none. These two morons are just top. That's my word of the day, moron, right?
But also, is it besides trying to block, you know, as if Trump was trying to stop the Mueller, as if he 2 years
has
now
really
he hasn't done it yet.
He hasn't
yeah,
done
exactly.
Any.
Oh my goodness, he fired Jeff Sessions. We must act quick. No, but I believe that he also is opposed to any more senatorial lame duck senatorial approvals of judicial candidates.
Yes.
So. Thanks. You know, what a maroon.
This guy is just doing whatever he can to, and it's because he hates Trump. And part of why he hates Trump is because Trump called him out for being a rhino douchebag, and he couldn't even run. He knew he couldn't win in his own primary.
Well, he's the kind of guy Arizona votes for, just along with Kyrsten Sinema.
Then why didn't he run again? I don't quite understand. What, Mr. Flake, what, you just gave up? Did you want to jump ship and become a Democrat? Because you certainly are.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, let's take a break, just because it's quiet in here today, and okay. I want to enjoy the peace. So, Derek, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that Mueller investigation, and then we're going to move on because we got a lot of stuff to cover. So, short break, and we'll see you on the other side.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
Dickie's Barbecue Pit is real Texas barbecue. A lot of barbecue joints claim to be the real deal, but they aren't. Dickie's is. Texas ribs, chicken, sausage, spicy or mild, turkey, pulled pork, brisket, all done the way you'll love. This is Dayron saying, you put that barbecue on my head and my tongue will beat me to death trying to get to it. Dickie's Barbecue Sauce is the best. Sweet or spicy, or the original Dickie's Sauce, try them all. Dickie's Barbecue Pit is located at 3500 Washtenaw Avenue, right across from the Arborland Mall, just near Washtenaw and US 23. Kids eat for free on Sundays at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and bonus. At Dickie's Barbecue Pit, there is always free soft serve ice cream. That's for real. Free ice cream. All you can eat. Dickie's Barbecue offers catering, too, for all your party needs. Graduation, weddings, company gatherings, picnics. Dickie's will cover it all. Make Dickie's Barbecue Pit your pick for the best Texas barbecue in town. That's Dickie's Barbecue Pit at 3500 Washtenaw Avenue in Ann Arbor. Call Dickie's Barbecue Pit at 734-263-0436. That's 734-263-0436. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Get there and eat something good. Real good.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey.
And you want to say something about The Current?
Sure. Hey, read The Current. It's coming out this week. Right? Actually, it is out this week. Support the advertisers. And advertise yourself in it because I hear from so many of our advertisers I call month by month. Are you in? I would not be out.
Yeah.
That's you know, good. Because they see the return on investment. They put an ad in. And they have people come and call them and repeatedly.
That's right. Print
Amish
media
furniture
is not
is
dead.
One. Yeah.
Print
exactly.
media is not dead. Your phone number?
734-740-7309.
You would think I'd know that by now, but I don't.
That's fine. I didn't give the station number, which is interesting. And then I want to give a shout out to Derek's mom, Sherry.
Yep. For the feeding of 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, heck yeah. Must be Thanksgiving because it's got pumpkin pie.
I know that. Cheese and cracker plate hit the spot, Derek. Yeah. Tell your mom thanks.
Thank you, Derek's mom, Sherry.
Yeah, it was really good. Okay, so just before we leave the Mueller thing, 2 years, still no evidence. There's the whispered rumors of indictment in Washington that are going to happen this week or next week, right?
He's got the answer. He's going to
Roger Stone
submits. Oh yeah, yeah.
Come on, you know. Again, they're going for. Oh, you're going to get another indictment. An indictment of nothing related to Russian collusion with the Trump campaign.
Exactly.
You morons.
Part of their phishing campaign. And then Trump is going to respond to questions, written responses in a week or so, maybe. And maybe the sum of it, you know.
Listen, this guy needs to go. It's done. Make your report.
Yeah.
Get it done. That you're sucking up millions of our dollars, and you're not showing me anything. I want some return on investment, as you said.
Well, I just heard the new AG, acting AG, I should say. He's saying that the special prosecutor, it's time for him to go after Clinton now.
Can he force him to?
I don't know. I really don't know.
There's
what
evidence
he can
there,
do.
Or appoint a second special counsel. Then let's tit for tat.
Mm-hmm. Well, this guy is a little bit more aggressive than Jeff Sessions was. Now there's a problem that a number of people think that he was not constitutionally appointed as acting AG, and I haven't really followed up on what their reasoning is on that.
There was a constitutional lawyer who came on Fox. I can't remember his name now. Who said that's bull? He certainly is. Entitled to be, he can't be the interim and also be made the new guy, according to what I also heard.
He
was told
hasn't
by
been
a Twitter guy.
Vetted, you know.
Yeah,
they
so,
have to. Congress has to advise and consent.
Yeah.
Senate has to. So,
so he's the interim, and there's nothing they can do about it. Frankly,
see,
he's going to be the
leave
guy.
Leave him in the interim for two more years.
Let him go.
Yeah,
let him go and get it done. But, well, I think there is a time limit on how long, 200 days or something?
I don't know.
I think there is. 200.
Okay.
For some reason, 200-some days sticks in my head. But
we'll
it's enough to get him started.
Find another guy just like him.
Yeah, find another guy just like him so he can get it started, get the investigation started, and get a new AG who's fired up. And I saw a tweet this morning about a woman, African-American woman, that they're thinking of putting in as the AG, and she's super conservative. Hard line, I can't remember.
Yeah, let's watch the Senate Democrats not believe her.
The heads will explode.
Oh, man.
They most certainly will. That's for optically speaking, that is the best move he could make, as long as she's conservative enough.
A moment of prayer. Oh, Father, please. Thank you.
Okay, so let's go on to elections, right, before we get to the bottom of the hour here. Florida's still dragging on. McSally in Arizona. Let it go, right?
She very graciously walked away when a lot of people thought, man, she just was too gracious. That was a close election. She should have been calling for a recount.
I would like to – and I saw something this morning that there is going
to
be some investigation.
The big fighter pilot. You know what I mean? This is the big fighter. This was the whole thing. We're supposed to – you know, the Arizonians were supposed to vote for the first woman A-10 fighter pilot. And
right.
She doesn't put up a fight.
Yeah, well, you know – 32, I think it was 32,000 votes. But I just, again, a week after the election, all of a sudden you're up 32,000 votes. Where the heck did these votes come from? I'd like somebody to go through and audit them. Mm-hmm. Whether it affects the election or not, go through audit. Find out how many were illegals voting, mm-hmm. how many were dead people voting, that sort of thing. I'd like to know. I think we should all know. Whether it affects you, fine, the election's settled. She called it quits. Don't change the election. But go back and audit those votes, please, somebody.
Well, and then there's so she conceded. Can she unconcede again?
I mean, the Democrats do.
Obviously. I mean, what the heck is Gollum? Gollum can, sorry about that.
You almost made me spit that up.
I waited until you were taking a sip. So this Gollum, he concedes, and then he sees, or somebody got to him and says, you idiot, don't concede. We can find more votes.
We can make more votes.
Yeah, we can make more votes. They're in the trunk, you idiot. Oh, yeah. No, they're in this closet over here.
Precious. Where are my precious votes? Well, somebody memed a picture of Brenda Snipes, Dr. Brenda Snipes, who's running Broward County, right? And they did the half face, and the other half was Yoda. And it said, steal the election, we must. And it was the face fit perfect. I went, oh, my gosh, it looks just like Gollum or Yoda. Yeah, it was awesome. Let's take a call from Mark in Howell, wants to talk about the midterms. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gary, Ed. Thank you for taking my call today, gentlemen. I contacted Washington, D.C., got a message up to the president, as a matter of fact, on two occasions this week, and I also went on your Theron's show on the Edge regarding my four-point action plan for the president regarding our elections. And point number one is form an election oversight commission and appoint an inspector general who oversees elections in America. Point number two, initiate and enact a federal voter ID card.
Like that.
Point number three, if you're an illegal alien and you're caught voting illegally, you'll be deported. If you are a registered U.S. citizen, you're caught illegally voting, you will face legal ramifications. And point number four, secure immediate funding to build the border wall. Now, if we go back to point number one, being that these are federal elections, the state cannot supersede these. So Trump can in effect enact all these or execute all these by executive order.
Mark, my hand is up. Can you see my hand is up? I want to say something, so I'm going to interrupt you for a second. They are elections that control federal positions for the most part. On the same ballot, you will see state and local elections, and the feds have no jurisdiction over how states vote. It would be a constitutional issue to have a federal IG and have a federal voting system, because we are a republic of states, and so it's the states that set the rules for voting. That's how California did that whole thing with it. You couldn't even get a Republican candidate for governor. You had two Democrats running against each other in the general. They had that stupid jungle system, they call it, but there's another ranked candidates or something. Yeah. It's Canada or it's California. I just didn't want to pay too close attention and go nuts trying to figure it out. But it's just a weird system. But it's allowed because the states set the rules for elections. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. But I still think there's a federal aspect of this that would supersede this. I do believe that's the case, because I'm not talking governors here, basically the governors and the state elections. I'm talking when we elect representatives, congressmen, okay, in presidential elections along, on the federal level.
Along those lines, the Senate, there's actually a part of the Constitution that says that the Senate can actually control the election of senators, federal senators. It's kind of an obscure little thing, but they could go into Florida and say, if the wrong guy got in, they could say, we don't accept that. You did it wrong. But it's only the Senate.
Correct. And, Woodrow Wilson was the one that put this into play prior to people voting, the states voting for these elected officials to go to the Senate. It was actually done by whoever held the majority down in the state. They would elect
The state legislature would appoint, and that was where the 17th Amendment walked over that. But the state legislature, that's why the senators are supposed to represent the state governments. That's why we need to get rid of the 17th. A lot of people have been saying that for a long time, because that's why you get all this money into senatorial elections from out of state, walking over the needs and desires of the citizens of the state, all this out-of-state money, because state senators aren't even state senators. They're federal senators anymore. They're always worried about federal issues instead of the issues different in other states.
A ton of her money comes from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's just the way it is. But I do like the voter ID law. I wish there was something we could do. I think you hit it right on the money there, Mark. All right. You're welcome. We're at the bottom of the hour, so I appreciate the call, Mark. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Take care.
See you, Mark. Voter ID, what it is if the states have voter ID, don't have the feds say you can't. That's very important.
Right.
Yeah,
people got to understand, you can't have non-citizens voting. And even Democrats should not be allowing what this is.
We're worried about the Russians, and we're not worried about, I'd say, the Mexicans, but let's just say the illegals from other countries.
Yeah, because you know what? They're not necessarily Mexican. They could be Venezuelan socialists coming here to vote, folks. Yeah. They're at the border now. They're waving their flags. They're coming up with their flags. This is an invasion. This is not people looking for asylum. I mean, look at the pictures. They're, even the Mexican people in Tijuana, and that's a rough group, are mad that these people are there in their town.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, that's the heartbreak. We will see all of you on the other side.
always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. President Trump now on the ground in California for a first-hand look at the extensive damage wrought by wildfires. For many in Malibu, there's nothing left to see.
Here, they have their home to come back to. They're going to find everybody they knew along the street next to them has had their home completely destroyed. It's going to be a very, very long time for this neighborhood and so many others in California to get back to anything like normal.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. The president will tour both northern and southern fire scenes. Before departing for the West Coast, he cautiously weighed in on a Washington Post report saying the CIA determined that Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
We're taking a look at it. You know, we also have a great ally in Saudi Arabia. They give us a lot of jobs. They give us a lot of business, a lot of economic development.
This is Fox News.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Hi, I'm Pastor Toma from Our Savior Lutheran School in Heartland. Did you know that our students excel in top-tier achievement testing? That our smaller class sizes allow for each student to get the attention he or she needs? That as a Christian school, we aren't bound by Common Core standards? That our staff works hard to ensure that our students have a biblical worldview? Did you know that Our Savior Lutheran School accomplishes all of this as a tuition-free school? To find out more, visit OurSaviorHeartland.org. Again, that's OurSaviorHeartland.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with Ipsy Ed.
Hey.
And what were we talking about?
Beetlejuice.
Oh,
we were talking about Dalton Environmental.
Oh, Dalton Environmental. There you go. Yeah, I did having a brain freeze. Oh, look, it's that time of year. Your furnace is running, right? You might have already seen a load of extra dust in your house. You know why? Because there's dust in your air ducts. Get your air ducts cleaned. You can call Dalton Environmental Air Duct Cleaning, 1-877-DALTONS. D-A-L-T-O-N-S. That's 325-8667. So 1-877-325-8667. Or you can go to DaltonEnvironmentalCleaning.com. Get those air ducts clean because you know what? If it's in your ducts, it'll be in your lungs. Yeah, get them clean. And you've got personal experience with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they do a great job. We had dust blowing out of our ducts at work in the office system. And I had them come in. Steve came in and... I came in after hours, cleaned everything out, and everybody was happy after that.
I want to get mine done. I've got to get mine done, so I'm going to be calling them. I'm calling Steve. Yeah. So get it done. It's good for your health. You've got 8 months of winter ahead of you, and those furnaces are going to be pumping that dirt and dust right into your lungs. So, all right, let's take a call from Gary, who wants to talk about the midterm election. Gary, welcome to the show.
You got Joe instead.
Oh, I put that wrong one. Well, go ahead, Joe. Now you can do your Beetlejuice.
I wanted to expound on something that Ed said about what we really need is for the feds to not block voter ID laws and the like, and what the real problem there is liberal activist judges in locations, and it's typical Democrat-liberal double standard and hypocrisy, because these liberal activist judges are more than happy to uphold a supposedly constitutional demand that I show an ID and prove who I am and clear a background check in order to exercise my Second Amendment right.
That's a good one, Jim.
But then say, oh, well, a voter ID is unconstitutional. Baloney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a great point. I never really thought about it in that way. But anybody that says voter ID keeps people from voting is full of you know what.
Baloney, yes.
I'm glad you got a cleaner mind than I do. And that's nonsense. You need voter ID or ID to cash checks, to get your bridge card, to get welfare, to get food stamps, to get anything. So don't tell me a voter ID is going to keep you from exercising your Second Amendment or your voting rights.
It is completely racist of Democrats to continue to insist that it is racist to invoke voter ID, because their suggestion is that while blacks and minorities, Hispanics, can't get it. Why? They're too stupid to get it? They're too lazy to get it? That is racist.
They need ID to cash their checks, even if they're government checks, you know? I mean, they...
Absolutely.
And, you know, the liberals love to extol the European experience, you know what I mean? We need to make America more like socialist Europe. Europe has very stiff voting laws. Germany in particular has cards, and they're only good. And you know what we need to get rid of also, a lot of other countries have, is this voting ahead of time. Not just absentee. I believe absentee should be restricted to military only. But this whole concept of early voting, go in and vote early, and then same-day registration, that stuff ought to be flat-out illegal.
Hey, here's my question. Why do they wait until all the voting is done to do the absentee? Why aren't they done the day before?
I don't know.
Get them done. They should be – nothing should be coming up afterward. Mm-hmm. I mean, all right, a military doesn't get – number one, it's the military. Why aren't their votes coming in early? Can't you be ordered? Hey, all you five guys over there, if you're voting, get your – I want it on my desk today. Mm-hmm. We need to get it in 2 weeks early to your hometown or whatever. Get it done.
I agree that the early voting needs to be eliminated. I semi-agree with that on the absentee. I think you should have to literally be homebound. My dad was for a while. My mom is now. So I wouldn't restrict it as much as Ed suggested, but it should be greatly restricted. And Prop 3 was all about voter fraud. Same-day registration, more early voting. That's inviting and asking for voter fraud. How is it for 200 and some years people voting on election day at an actual poll was not a problem, and they had to get around on horse and buggies?
Yeah, exactly. They valued their vote. The vote had value to them. That was something they if you want to say, reverenced, and it had value. And now it's like, oh, it's a vote, you know? I mean, whatever. And they act like it has more value because it has such value, we'll let you come in 2 weeks early and do it because we really want you to vote. And it's like, no, show some effort. If it has that much value, just show that it has that value.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up too, Joe, because I didn't put it on the agenda, but I wanted to hit it. Did either of you hear Jocelyn Benson this week? She was at some event, and she was talking about getting rid of the Electoral College. Hello.
I thought that was like, another parody. She really said that?
Yes. Well, it's not like you didn't know. We all knew that she stood for getting rid of the Electoral College, and she now controls the 13 people who will be redistricting because George Soros paid for that proposal, and he paid for her campaign to boot.
Well, thank God we kept a Republican legislature, or we would be looking at that Electoral College compact where they would force us to go with the majority vote as opposed to – oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I heard something. You know, instead of going with the, they'd go force our state to follow the popular vote instead of the wishes of our state's voters. That's what happens when you get rid of the Electoral College, and this is an end run around that. And the Republican Congress, the Republican state legislature said, no, that's not going to happen. But we came real close to that, right, Joe?
Yeah, we sure did. There were a few people we had to twist arms at the last minute to make sure it didn't happen. But Tom Leonard swore that he would keep it from the floor regardless. And with Jocelyn Benson, Prop 2, the whole thing, the Soros funding and all that, it's not going to end gerrymandering. It was all about who controls gerrymandering and putting it in the hands of liberal Democrats.
Yes, well said.
With having the Attorney General also be a Democrat now, will have no legal recourse to challenge it because she won't want to challenge it.
Well, I think that's going to be challenged in the courts. There was talk about that. I don't know if it started yet. We'll see.
Yeah.
Right, but we won't have the AG to fight it. And then it's kind of the same concern with the right to work. While we still control, like, the Michigan House and Michigan Senate. So there will be no change there. But yes, we will have a governor, a secretary of state, an attorney general who will all be hostile to it. And unfortunately, Democrats now have a 5-4 majority in the Michigan Supreme Court. So they may attempt to attack it again around, nibble around the edges and get an activist ruling out of the Supreme Court that we have to be aware of.
Okay. Well, great call, Joe.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I'm depressed now.
All right. Take care, guys. Love you.
You too. Have a good one. Love you too. All right. And speaking of the Supreme Court, Joanne from Ohio sent us a quick email saying, mentioning Ruth Bader Ginsburg's being sick and her cancer allegedly coming
spring.
Back.
I heard January. She's not. Her cancer. Yeah, not just the broken ribs, but the cancer.
Yeah. So God blessings to her. Nobody wants her to be sick or
I just want her to resign.
But, well, yeah.
I don't want her to be sick. I don't want her to die. I just want her
gone. It's unfortunate. But it's going to be another ugly replacement. You think Kavanaugh is bad. Wait till you see the next one. Right?
The next one's a woman.
And the next one will be a woman. And it's going to be it'll be interesting to see what the Democrats pull out of their hat to go after this. You know what I mean? So thank you, Joanne, for sending that. Let's take a call from Gary, who's been so patient. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. You're right. Joe, it's really depressing, but it's our reality now. Our state's gone right to the crapper.
Yeah, well, you reap what you vote.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Michigan, you were uneducated when you went to the polls this year. You were fooled by a lot of campaign money, and you fell for it. Next time, educate yourselves, folks.
Hey, what do you think about Judge Jeanine for the Supreme Court?
I'd love it, but I don't think that's going to happen. There's just no way.
No, neither do I. But what I want to talk about is what Mark was saying. Mark was on key, because what we've got going on is a government, our government, who can no longer vouch for the integrity of our electoral process.
Mm-hmm.
We have really no idea if the makeup of the Congress and the House represent the people of the United States. We don't know. But we have to just go with it. We have to roll with it because that's what we have. But it's not us. It's just whatever came up, you know, whatever happened.
Yeah.
Well, along those lines, there's also the census and whether you're a senator, a citizen or not. So if you're not forced to answer whether you're a citizen in the census, then you get counted as a resident of that state. And you might have California's, you know, one-third illegal residents, right? And they all get counted in the census. So all of a sudden they get most of the House of Representatives based on their census count. Well, you're talking about gerrymandering, right?
Well, yeah.
So all of a sudden,
it doesn't matter if you're legal or not. You're still counted in that process. So that's why we have to get rid of all the illegals.
Yeah.
Well, it still matters. I'm not following you, and I feel argumentative at the moment. So I think it still matters if you have a bunch of people who are illegally here and they're counted as, even if they don't vote. Even if they don't vote,
they still got representation.
They have representation, and that liberal state gets more representation than Congress and distorts our process.
Which goes to Gary's point is they need to be gone.
Yes.
They need to be gone.
Yeah.
Either find some kind of a compromise to make some of them allowed to be staying, either as green cards or a path of citizenship,
but don't count them out
of the country.
But don't count them in the census. Do not.
Right.
That's the simple
thing. Absolutely.
Then we have to put a moratorium on all immigration for 10, 20, 30 years until we sort it out, until we know who's coming and going.
I'd be good with that.
Yeah.
I'd be good with that.
Well, right, it's going to make it hard to bring in brain trust people, you know what I mean, top scientists.
Well,
people that
so you limit it to 10,000 a year.
They can do their job remotely.
That's true.
Well, there you go. Didn't think about that. Welcome to the new internet world, right?
That's right. See you guys later.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call. Let's take a call from Jasmine in Chicago. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jasmine.
What's going on in Chicago?
Weekend.
Yeah. Anybody dying out there this weekend?
Oh, I'm sure.
We haven't heard the death toll yet out of Chicago, but it's
coming. No, not yet. But I wanted to ask you guys, since, you know, you are like the messiah to me here. I have to ask.
Ed is.
Who do you think shot themselves in the foot the most this week? Do you think it was Michael Avenatti or Jim Acosta?
You got to go with Avenatti. I mean, you want to talk about karma. Boy, and for him to get in front of a microphone and say, I didn't do that.
No, you got to believe the woman. Right. You got to believe the woman, Michael Avenatti. You said it, you did it.
That is karma, universal karma at its best. And that dork should just disappear as quickly as he can. Yeah, Acosta, he's sneaky, but... Yeah, I think
it's going to be interesting to watch him sit there and not be asked a question, totally ignored until he tries to grab the mic from somebody else, you know?
Why not sit him at the back?
Actually, there was Mike Huckabee posted something online where he was talking to the judge that, you know, said that Acosta needs his credentials back. He says, you know, how about if someone stood up in your court and refused to let you finish talking and, you know, interrupted you every 5 seconds and wouldn't let you conduct your courtroom with any kind of decorum or respect. I wonder if you would have that kind of attitude.
That's what bailiffs are for.
We're talking about the president.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, for me, because I saw something on Facebook. One of my friends, liberal friends, was kind of argumentative about the video being doctored. Please, you don't doctor the video. The man knocked her arm. It wasn't assaulting her.
It's not that he touched her at all.
It's not that he touched her. It's the fact that he asked question one, he asked question two, and it really wasn't a question. He began expounding and having an argument over whether something's an invasion or someone's asking for asylum. And that's just a sheer difference of opinion. As a reporter, it's your job to ask the question, maybe do the follow-up, and you're done. You're not there to argue. It's not
Jim Acosta hour.
That's right. We're not here to interview Jim Acosta. We're here to hear the president and his answers to our questions. Not Jim Acosta's expounding from some microphone that he's right and knows the best.
We're clear how he got back, right? It wasn't the First Amendment that got him back. It was the Fifth Amendment. It was a process issue.
Yes.
That judge ruled that there wasn't a process that had been followed, therefore it looked, what's the word, was just random. It looked random. There's another word for that, but spurious. And so now they're told you have to come up with a process. You have to come up with guidelines for what can be caused for being ejected and all that, which is just fine. They'll do that, and then they'll eject him again.
Yeah.
Because he'll violate them.
Yeah. What else you got, Jasmine?
Well, another comment I wanted to make that maybe, you know, Gary can address here, because it's kind of like seeing a color for the first time. So I have to ask you, what is it like to have liberal friends? I wouldn't know.
I am just such a nice and tolerant person that I do have liberal friends. People may say, angry Gary's got liberal friends. Yes, I do.
I have some friends who are liberal. I have conversations with liberals. I know some liberals, and we don't argue. And every time I tell myself all liberals are idiots, I think of these people. I go, no, they're not. You know, so it's like people go on about Muslims. Well, I know some nice Muslims. I'm sorry to tell you, to have to, you know, break that world, but I know some nice Muslims. I am not threatened by them. They are not going to turn on me or my family or this country. You know, oh, yes, they're sleeper agents. No, they're not. No, they're not. And so I have to watch what I say about Muslims. Although, you know, when you look at what happens within the Muslim community, the hate that's shown in a lot of Muslim community for us, I have to remind myself they're not all like that. And so you have to be tolerant. You talk to your liberal friends, right?
Yeah.
And you have a conversation. I learn from them some. If nothing else, I learn how they think.
Yeah. I mean, there are some liberal friends that we've kind of fallen apart over the last 2 years, 3 years over the Trump thing, right? Because they just...
There are some conservative friends we've fallen apart over the Trump thing, you know?
Exactly, right? The Trump derangement syndrome crosses all bounds, right? There are people who just... who are out of their minds with this. And those people I don't talk to so much anymore. And when I do, we avoid discussion because we know it's verboten, because it's just going to get ugly. So it is, but you just got to try and be tolerant, and sometimes certain people you just don't discuss certain things with. That's mm-hmm. all. It's not the end of the world. And I know you have – you must have at least one liberal friend, Jasmine.
I think
I'm thinking about it right now. I can't think of anyone, but
well, good for you.
Maybe this is the Prager definition of liberal versus leftist. I don't have any leftist friends, you know, in the sense of who do you call those? The Antifa. I don't have any Antifa friends. Oh. I guarantee you, I don't have any Antifa friends. And but some people who think, yeah, a little more social network is good, a little more compassion in government is good, and, you know, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that. Okay, I can talk to those people. Maybe I can reason with them. They think they can reason with me. But when it's like, ooh, you know, just this scream in your face, spittle flying everywhere, no, uh-uh. Nope.
Spittle. All right, you had one last thing, Jasmine. What did you say?
No, I was just going to tell you guys to have a great Turkey Day. And
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Jasmine.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, have a great Thanksgiving, and give your regards to all your family and liberal friends out there.
You must. Wait a minute. You live in Chicago. You don't have any liberal. What do you do for company?
You're lonely.
No, I can't. I can't. I don't fall into the lonely category, let me tell you.
All right, Jasmine. Have a great
one.
See ya. Take care. Let's take a call from Elaine in Ypsilanti. Elaine, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't know if you all are up early enough to hear Steve Groover at various times, and I'm talking about Prop 2. William Wagner, Professor William Wagner, I guess he's the CEO of Great Lake Justice.
Yes.
He said, if you heard him talk, I won't mention it. Did you hear his commentary on Prop 2?
No, I missed it this week. I get to hear about half hour of Groover in the morning on my way into work. Yeah, that's the rule.
Well, it wasn't this week. It's previous weeks. But he's saying that they'll be going to court because it's... let's see, what did he say? He characterized it of cutting part of a leg off to treat a hangnail. And he said that they're going to be going to court because it's unconstitutional.
Oh, so the Great Lakes Justice Center will file the initial lawsuit against Prop 2, the legality of Prop 2.
That's kind of, what he, they only exist by donations.
Right. I think they're part of Salt and Life Global. And they're like the ACLJ of Michigan and the Midwest. Yeah.
Well, they do good work. Mm-hmm. You gotta love it. William Wagner's a very smart guy. So what else you got, Elaine?
Well, I was at a meeting kind of against my will. The Women's League of Voters, or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
And she was saying that they already have put a lawsuit in against Ruth, the Secretary of State, and I quite didn't get that. But I don't know what they had in mind. But anyhow, they are in
Ruth Johnson.
In
why would they bother?
I don't know. I can tell you my own experience with the Women League of Voters, or whatever it was when I ran for state senate in 2010, and I had to do a primary debate with John Hockstetler. And I don't think either one of us felt super it's almost like they didn't want us there, you know. All right, here's a Republican debate. Whatever. And I just didn't feel like I felt I was in the enemy camp when
speaking of elections. And give me a second here, Elaine, so I can say this. Martin Church, friend of mine, we've had him on a couple times. He's called in a couple times. He ran for local office. And so he's walking down the hall of his business where he worked, and one of the VPs turned to him and said, hey, I heard you on the radio Saturday. So you never know who's listening. I just want to give a shout out to that unnamed VP in IT at Martin Church's business and say, hey, call it sometime. Nice to have you aboard.
That's right. That's right. It's, you never know who you know.
Yep.
Well, the presentation was subtly dim. Just subtly, well, the Washington, whoever he endorses the prop in this way. Is there any way of going to court on number three prop?
That I couldn't tell you.
Sure, there's a way. I mean, you know,
if somebody wants to file a lawsuit.
There's, was it 3,000 words in there? There's got to be one or two typos, if nothing else. Yeah, you know, that's a wacko proposition.
Well, if it can, I'm sure it will. Great call, Elaine. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
May I ask you another quick question?
Sure, go ahead.
I have Channel 4 that comes and goes with my TV. And Janice Winfrey, the clerk in Detroit, said they had some kind of, some way of computer voting or something like that. Like, your TV went out and I didn't get the rest of it. And I kind of wonder what the deal was there when the election for president went on and they had the picture of the ballot boxes with 50 in it and 300 on top or something like that. She comes on and she says, well, you know, we can't be perfect.
Yeah, well, that's unacceptable. And Bill Schuette,
she belongs in Broward County.
That. Yeah, he should have gone after that. Yes. That's one of the reasons he didn't have the support. Great call, Lane. I appreciate it.
See you, Lane.
Have a good one. Let's take a call from Thomas in South Lyon. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. Great show. With us losing the three top spots or four spots, all the females, we're going to have that proverbial pothole once a month. We're going to have to dodge those. So I think we're in trouble, but we'll probably survive only because we have the Senate and House are Republican. Other than that, I mean, nationally we'll be fine, but the state of Michigan, I think we're screwed up because of that marijuana bill, the Prop 2 and Prop 3. We're in trouble. And these Marlon Meekoff and these guys can all be blamed for not getting John James in. Schuette wasn't a good candidate to begin with. Should have been Patrick Kobach. But maybe in the future we can get Patrick running again.
Yeah.
But well, I think we're in trouble with all three of these top spots or four spots being women.
Yeah. Well,
we got somebody coming up. It's, Peters is coming up in 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to oppose him.
Yep. Someone's going to have to go for Peters' spot. So and that one we can win. The name recognition with Peters is not strong like Stabenow.
Stabenow. My goodness. What has she done? Just like, you know, two or three bills in all her time, nothing. And she caters to the farmers with the the food stamps, you know, the farmers' food stamps. Yeah. It's incredible. These people are so stupid.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Yep, thanks for the call, Thomas. I appreciate
Thank you.
Have a good one. Okay, so end of the show.
I hear music.
Yeah, just like that.
Yes.
Done. All right, Derek, thanks for all your help. It was a great show. And tell your mom thanks again for the food.
Sherry, I'm going to work at the church. I won't be right home. She said to call
her. All right, till next week, go to thedailydrift.com. See you, folks.